Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis was starting 5 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Al Shalosh Averis Nashim Meisus B'Shas Lidosin. On any of these 3 Averis, women are in danger of dying during the time that they're giving birth and during childbirth. Al Shehin Zeris B'Nidah V'Chalav Adlakas Ner. On a woman that's not Zareh on the mitzvah of Nida, on the Issa of Nida, on Chala, on the mitzvah of Chala, on Freshes Chala, that is a mitzvah to take off and give to the Kohen, with Adlakas Ner and lighting an Eris. So Taisa seems earlier in the Masechta that's referring to Adlakas Ner and Shabbos, which seems to be only Drabbanan, so it's a little shver. Why would a person die because of this, maybe because of this Drabbanan, but that's a little unlikely. The Pnei Yeshua explains that we're talking about over here that she was lighting an Eris late, and therefore that's an Issa Deraisa of Mavi. Zakhtar Gemara, Nida my time up. Why would a woman who's not Zara in the Hilchus in Suri Nida die during childbirth? Rabbi Yitzchak's answer is, he kukul b'chari bitna, she rebelled in the dinim and the issa of that negeh to her womb, l'fiko t'laka b'chari bitna, therefore, at the time that she's giving birth, which is relevant to her womb, she will die during that moment. Tenech, the Gemara says, Nida, that makes sense by negeh Nida. Chala v'adlakaner, by the 2 Yisurim, other things that we said in Mishnah, by Chala, and Hadlux and Michael Amema, what's the reason that she'll die? Like this one, this person from Galil, from the Galilee, said when he was talking in front of Rab Chista, says, I place a Revius Dam in a person, which means that a person lives and his life is totally in a Revius Dam. That's the amount of Dam a person needs in order to survive. And I've also given them dinim that are relevant to Iske Dam, which is the Halachas of Nida. We turn to that I've called a person racist, like Rashi says, racist to Asa. Aliska racist Zartascham. I've given him dinim that negated too racist to taking off something first, which is like Chala. Neshamim shnasati b'chem kriya ner. The neshamim I've placed them called a ner, like we said, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Aliska ner Zartascham. And I've given them dinim that are negated to ner halachas and eris. Therefore, im atam mekayim alisa mutav. If you accept them and you keep them, then great. If not, then I will take your neshama. Rashi says, and therefore that through misa it'll cause these things to be extinguished and be lost. And why by women? Because they're in itstavu. Can I mean by Rabbi? He ibda chalasi shalaylam. She destroyed the challah of the world, meaning shal yada nitrad adam rishon shenitrum kachallah. Adam rishon was something that was taken off of challah from the ground, because adam was built from adama, and therefore since he was made like challah, therefore she had a chi of challah, and now she ruins it by not taking it off. Therefore she's chayav misa v'chipsa nar ish leilam. She extinguished the nar of the world, which is adam rishon v'shal chadame, and she also caused misa to come to the world. She tzarech habayis tliyim ba. Another Rashi says another pshat, because why is woman more than a man? Because l'maisa she's involved with the needs of the house. Therefore, of course, neither is her mitzvah. But on challah and on ner, because she's involved in making meals and taking up challah, and the same on fresh challah, and the same thing, but negeya ner, she's negeya to the neiris of Shabbos. The Gemara continues. Why is it that it's only during her childbirth time that's when she's going to die because of these? She just should have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kill her at any time because she's not in these things. There's a saying, and all these things that we're going to say are sayings that people say, that when the shor falls down, that's an opportune time to go sharpen your knife and shecht it. This way you don't have to bother try to get the shor to go and be down and be ready to shecht it. So therefore, in this case also, she is in a matzav sakana, and therefore she's bezumin to Puranius. Abaye says, toughest tiris amasa b'chad mechatra lehabi, that when you have a maid that does many things wrong, then at one period of time, when you try to punish her, or you're going to come to punish her at one point, then you'll punish her on everything. And therefore, Rashi says, since a woman is oimid for Yisur Leida because of the Oinish of Chava, at that point, we take all other potential Puranius come out against her at that point. Chista says, Shafel Rabbi Menafshe Nafel, that you leave a drunk, because anyway he's going to fall down by himself. And therefore, Isha, right now, she's a Medes Leilud, when she's giving birth, but now she needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help her to open up her womb to give birth. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just hold himself back, and then she will die by herself. If you have a shepherd that is crippled, and the goats are running all over, that don't worry, he can wait by the gate of the pen, he can wait by the door of the corral, at that point he'll make the cheshbon with the goats. So the same thing with the woman that Generally, if she's healthy, so she'll have schuyas, and that will be able to be titled. When she gets a place with a sakana, and then she needs nisim shamaskir and avinay. So myself and Maria and Hila Ness and Lav, if she's right for Nesra. Papa Ma Abav Chanmosa Nafish Achim Rachmi. When you're by the door of a store and things are going very well, then you have many brothers and many friends. When you're having problems, you're not going to have any brothers and not friends. So therefore, here also, she's in a place of sakana, there's going to be issues. So we understand a woman gets bothered by these times, but how does a man get, when does a man have to worry? When he's going on a bridge, which is dangerous, at that point, since it's in a dangerous spot, then you have to worry. So the Gemara says, only by a bridge, nothing else. If a person doesn't go on a bridge, you don't have to worry. So the Gemara says, Eimakei in Gesher, it means any place that's similar to a Gesher, where it's Kol Mokom Sakana, Rashi says, good going, Kir not to Vyetzel Derech, someone that's going on a trip, or he's going on a place where it's a dangerous spot, where a wall is weak, you should worry. Rav Le'ovi Mavro, Diyos Be'akam. Rav never went on a boat that they were Goyim on. Amar Dil Mifkud Le'din Ola, maybe they'll have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take din on them, because they're now in a Matzah Sakana, but Fist of Adai, and because I'm with them, then I will be grabbed along with them. Shmuel Le'ovi Ola Mavro, Diyos Be'akam. Shmuel, on the other hand, only when in a boat that had a goyim. It seems Rabbi Shmuel always argue. He says, Sitna betray Umilei Shalotim. Malcham Avis doesn't have any shlita on two nations at one time. Some ask over here from Yoina, but of course, and Masha actually asked from Yoina and others, that they Masha responds, of course, Yoina, the whole Maisa over there wasn't that Kosh Baruch Hu actually was going to destroy the whole ship. It was in order that they should throw Yoina off, and therefore everyone else was actually going to be saved. Rabbi Yana bodik for other. Rabbi Yana actually was bodik the ship to make sure there were no holes, and then he went in the ship. Rabbi Yana, according to his time, the Oma, he says, "Loim al yam and other makom sakana." Person should put himself in the makom sakana. Loim eshayis leinays and thinking that a nays will happen. Shema inays leinays. Maybe a nays won't happen. Even if they do make a nays, menachlem is chuyos. They can take away a lot of the schusim. Rav Chanan says, "My crow, we didn't see the pasuk." It says, "By Yaakov, you know, kotei kol chasadim kol ames." Now Yaakov was nervous at that point that maybe because of all the chasadim and ames. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him, maybe there won't be any more schusim available for him when he was fighting with Esav. Rav Zera, b'yom l'shusa lo'nafik l'beinidikli, when it was a very windy day, when there were hurricane winds, he wouldn't go out between the dekalim because he was worried maybe it would be ripped out and maybe it would fall on him. Rav Bitzchak ben Rabbi Yehuda, lo'nafik l'beinidikli rachim shel yachla, a person being vakish rachim, he shouldn't become sick. Why? Because once he is sick, I'm lo'nafik l'beinidikli schus v'yipata. It's much harder at that point to have fua, because at that point they'll say, bring me schusim and then you'll be pata. However, if you're not sick at that point, they're not so medactic with you, and therefore you're much easier to get away from not getting sick. It says in the Makkah that a person doesn't make a Micah, maybe some will fall. But it says, Mimani will have a riot. A person that falls, once he falls, then you have to bring a riot in order to get better. They learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel that Yipa HaNoifel means, meaning the Torah was written a long time ago, and it says, HaNoifel, the one who already fell. So what do you mean he already fell? No, he never fell yet. Because of Kari Neufel, it says that he already fell. Elishim, that it's referring to the person who doesn't make a Micah. And therefore, this person who was supposed to fall anyway, that it was the Xer was on this person anyway, he's going to fall Meshesh Mei Bracious. However, it's saying that a person doesn't make Micah since he did something wrong and he did Avera, therefore it'll come out a Chayiv, Alidei Chayiv, that he's going to be the one to cause this person's downfall, even though Avada, he was supposed to fall off of this roof. Tana Rabbanan, we learn, someone's sick and he's about to die. They tell him, that anyone that's about to die should say vidui, and that's a standard that people say vidui during the time of Misa. The person that goes into the shuk, since it's a dangerous place because people came and fought over different business transactions, so it's like you're going in front of a sadir, in front of a court. If the person has a headache, it's a little more serious, and it's like someone that's going down and already in chains. Although the mitzvah, someone falls to bed, he's sick, so sick that he needs to go to bed. It's like he went up to a scaffold to be judged. And those times, that was the most dangerous spot when you went up, that it was to be tortured or to be executed. Anyone that goes up to the scaffold to be executed, to be tortured, if he has a major defense or major advocates, needs of lav, at that point he's already going to be killed. What's considered paklit for a person in this world, tshuva is something that helps a person. Even if you have 999 malachim or prosecutors that are saying bad things about him, one is saying why he should be innocent, needs to be saved. If you have one malach that's one out of a thousand, to tell about a person his proper manners and proper things he does, and he will be have grace, and he'll be saved from going down to Shachas. We're not talking about 999 malachim against one, but even if you have one malach, that 999 parts of that entire malach, he said something bad, and it's all the chayva, and then he'll still be nitzel shenema, melitz echem ni elef, as Rashi says, but like siv im yeshal of melitz malach echad ni elef, therefore when we derish it, that it's one malach, that's a malach that's melitz echad, that a malach that has one part out of a thousand, that is only that one part is good, he'll still have a schos. Tanu Rabbanan. Ashal shavayus nashim esos yoldeis. That three of Eiris, like we said in Mishnah, that women die when they're giving birth. That's exactly like a Mishnah. However, Rabbi Elazar said, not yoldeis when they're giving birth, but nashim esos yoldeis when they're young. So Rabbi Acha says, b'avoyin shebechapses tzayis b'neim b'shabes, that the aveir that they wash their children's clothes from tzaya, from excrement on Shabbos, there's an Issa Malabin, that's the aveir that can die early. The Yishayimim, al shekoyin la'aron HaKadosh Arona, that some say the reason that they're going to die early is because they call the Aron HaKadosh in the basic thesis as, I don't know, as a box. So it seems that they're not giving enough Kedusha, and that's the problem. Now, of course, a person could die from many things. It means even on something so small like that, that's potentially why someone could die. Taisus points out that we're not talking about the Aron that's in the basic mikvah, because why would they be calling it in the Zman of the Gemara, referring to the Aron of the basic mikvah? But we're talking about the Aron that's in the basic thesis, and we find that generally in the Gemara we call it a teva, because it's not like Taisus says, "Evil of the teva, yeril of the teva." But every eshkanami the karlei Aron kadama tishav Aron mitzdafrin, like we have a Gemara in Brachas that says nine in Aron mitzdar for a minion. Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, by Avon Shnei Dvarim Amiratzus Meisim, that there are two Aveiros that Amiratz could die for. Al Shekarin La'Aron Kodesh Arana. First of all, they call Aron Kodesh in the Shul Aron. Val Shekarin La Beis Hakneses Beis Am. That they call the Beis Hakneses the Beis Am. So therefore, what's the problem? Because you're calling it almost like it's a community center. It's a place where people come to get together, but not giving it proper Kedusha. Others say because you're not adding in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Hakneses Mashmit is a Knesia. There's a group of people. It could be people plus Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But Beis Am is Mashmit. It's only people and not Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya Rabbi Yisrael Emes Shloisha Bitkei Misa Nivu Beisha. That there are three things that check a woman during the time that she's in danger, that are the three things that we said in the Mishnah. I mean, some say Shloisha Divka Misa, the three things that attach to her and cause her Misa, which means that when she's young, she might die because of these things. Neither Chal Rablokas and Chodik Rablazah comes out that one Pshat is like Rablazah, that she's going to die when she's young. That's the first thing of Divka Misa. And the second one is that the Chodik Rablokas, one's going like that, only Bishas Sukana, that's Bitka Misa. The Gemara continues. Tanya will enter the Bryce of Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Hilchos Hegdish Trumas Umaisis, the halachas of Hegdish and Trumas Umaisis, Hene and Gubei Torah, there are the Ikrei Torah." The Nimsur La Meretz and to still give it over to Ameretz. Like Rashi says, "Shlei Muscle of Bezel Limnais Shaimin Ladava." The Minyan Torah is called Adam Aleim. The Torah didn't say that you have to have Bezdin make guards and make sure people do it. They have Maimin, they have Neman and some people that they're going to do it. Everyone could give Hegdish, Lahakdish, but Chol Hegdish shall call them. Even a Rabbanon with Misakin, Mikamakum Torah, Bidasai, the Torah gave Neman to these people. Because of various that people don't keep in the Dharm, their wives will die. Shema, im ein l'chol shalom, if a person doesn't have what to pay with for the Dharm that they promised to base Midrash, lami yikach b'shkavcha mitachrecha, why should your bed be taken from you and the bed is a lashon for your wife? Rabbi says, "Bavoyin nedarim, bana mason. Because of the avoyin of nedarim that aren't kept, your children will die. Kshim ktanim when they're young. Shnei maltitan espicha, when you don't properly watch your mouth, lachti espesorecha will cause problems to your children. Valtayim from your mouth, don't say it in front of the malchishkagahi that you were shogi. You didn't mean what you said. Because lami yiskevelukim." Akalecha, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be angry about what you set out from your mouth? And he'll destroy your ma'aseh daim. Ezin ma'aseh daim shel adam, what's ma'aseh daim shel other person? Have oimer bonav ubnayis shalom, is referring to the sons and daughters of the person. Tara bonan. Ba'avoy nidarim bonam b'insim to Rabbi Blaz Rav Shimon. Rabbi Blaz Rav Shimon says exactly like Rabbi, that because of the oven of nidarim, your children will die. Rabbi Yudah Hanasi and Rabbi Yudah Hanasi argues and says, ba'avoy b'tol Torah, it's because of the oven of b'tol Torah. Bishlo elamad oven ba'avoy nidarim k'nar mar, like we just said, elamad oven ba'avoy b'tol Torah. Micro, where do you see this? In positive chsiv, la'shavi cases b'nechem, do you think I have killed your children for nothing? Musa lo'y lo'kachu, like Rashi says, Bishvah Musa Dhaina Tayra Lay Lakah Loy Lamdu Lashim Lekak like Kilekak Tayra Nasat Lakham Terasi Al Tazaru. And Nacham Yitzchakoma, the Madam Bavin Adarim, Nami Mehocha, you learn even from this passage, because it says, Ashav Kesis Benechem, Aliske Shav for the thing of Shav, which is like a Shvur Shav, Mechte. Lemaisa, it says, Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, Hainu Rabbi, Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, that we just says because of Bittul Torah, is Rabbi. Rabbi is the same person as Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. Rabbi, Bavayin Nadarim, comment. The Gemara, third line from the top, says, Rabbi, I mean, Bavayin Nadarim, Bona Mason. So the Gemara says, Basra Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that first he said it was because of Bittul Torah. But then he heard Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, the name of his father, and his father, Rabbi Shimon, was Rabbi's Rebbe, and therefore, since Rabbi Yudah Hanasi heard from his Rebbe that he says because Bavayin Nadarim, therefore he was Chayza, and he said like his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, Pulgi Barabchi, Rabbi Rabbesi, there was Machlag between Rabbi Rabbi and Rabbesi. Chadam Bavayin Mezuzah, one says children die because you're not careful, Mezuzah. Chadam Bavayin Bittul Torah, one says it's also because of the Avayin Bittul Torah. The Madam Bavayin Mezuzah, the one that says because of Mezuzah, Mikro Nishful Fun of Langfayin Fun of, it says, Chusachtam Mezuzah, Besachim Vishrech, then says, Lamad Yubi Mechem. So therefore, the only way your children will live long is only if you're careful mezuzah, but if not, potentially chas v'shalom they could die. However, l'madam b'avayin b'tul Torah mikra nidrash fun of little p'nei fun of, that the pasuk is nidrash fun of, it goes back on chasachtam mezuzah b'sechem v'shrecha, it also goes back with p'nei fun of, it goes back on l'matam ma'isam b'sechem, it's going on the avoyin of b'tul Torah as well. Mark continues, plug bar may rabbi yuda, machlok between our main rabbi yuda, chadam b'avayin mezuzah, chadam b'avayin tzitzis, bishlo l'madam b'avayin mezuzah d'chasachtam mezuzah b'sechem v'shrecha, like we said, k'sib b'sfeh, l'man yibu yimekh v'vinechem. Why would you say that? Because of Avin Tzitzis, Amakana Vitema Shiva Mori Tchsev. It says in Pesach Gam Bichavecha Nimtzu Dam Nefashis Avyonim Nikiim. So you see, because of your knaf, because of your beged, it could come out that there will be Misur. Nachav Yitzchak Amar Lamadam Bavay Misur Nam Mehocha Tchsev Loi Machteres Mitzasim Shazu Pesachim Kimachteres. That we didn't find a Machteres, which means that they made Pesachim like a Machteres that they didn't have Mezuzah on, and that causes issues to a person. Rish Lakish calls us tzitzis, someone that's zara in the mitzvah tzitzis zeicha mishamish leib, that he'll be zeicha, that there will be mishamish for him beis alafim v'ches meis avadim 2,800 avadim shnama koyam Hashem tzavakot b'yam mehema ashe yachziko asor anoshim mikol l'shein sagayim, that there will be 10 people from every one of the l'shein sagayim, and there was 70 l'shein sagayim, which means there's 700 people v'chziko v'chtaf ishiyudi leim anelcho imachem, and they'll grab on each corner, and therefore your person has four corners times 7, therefore times 700. 700 times 4 is 2,800 avodim for each one of Klai, so they're careful with their tzitzis. The Gemara continues, Simon. A way to remember the next Gemara is Sina Chala Truma Nigzelas Dina Shvua Shifkusa Giluya Vinevlusa. Tani, we learned to Bryce. Rabbi Chami says, "Ba'avoyin Sinas Chinam, because of avoyin of Sinas Chinam, Mariva Rabba B'teich Beisay Shal Adam, there'll be a lot of Mariva, a lot of confrontation in your house. But Ishtam Apel's Nefalim, that your wife will have an Eifel, Ubanu B'teich Shal Adam Mesim Kshin Tanim, and your children potentially Chas Shon could die when they're younger." It says Sinas Chinam is Shleirah by Doctor Va'avera She Mutlus Nice. Sometimes it's mutas to hate someone if they did a dvar avera, but here you hate them for no reason. Now, Rab is again mida k'neged mida, and baruch katan meisim, and your wife will have stillborns, is avosin, and tells men of hadinam of mida. Your thing that you love so much will be taken away from you is also based on a mida k'neged mida of sin is chinam. The market continues, Rablaz Rab Yudah, ima bavon chala, and bracha b'muchunas. Then when you have a avera that you don't take off chala properly, then you won't have bracha, even something that you already gathered, like oitz yayin m'shemen, that there'll be ma'ar b'sharim, like the Gemara says now, that ma'ar m'shtalech b'sharim, that there will be cursed in the prices, that there will be inflation. V'zayin z'ram v'acherim oichlin, and you plant plants, and then others will eat it. Shnema, avani yasiz eslechem v'ifkati aleichem pala. The Kosh Baruch Hu says b'negei l'techa, that because you do these things, I'm going to bring on you panic. Hashachafas v'skadachas mechalei sinai medivas nevish. Zerachem l'rik, you'll plant for naught. Zerachem v'achlu oivechem, and your enemies will eat them. Al tikur b'hala. Don't say you're going to have panic. Ela b'chala, because the avani chala that's why these things will happen. If you do give challah misbarchin, then you'll have a bracha shnem v'rishu v'sechem titlakayin l'nich bracha al b'secha, then you'll have bracha on your house. Because you don't take off shuvim ma'isim properly, the heavens will stop bringing down talamato, and you'll have inflation, and you won't have any way to make money, and you won't be able to reach your panasa. Even if you try hard, you work hard, you still won't be able to get panasa shnem v'tziya gam chayim. My master, what do you see from the pasuk? Tell me, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shul dvarim shetzivisi, the lashon tzi is from the tzivoy, because of the things I commanded you, b'maisachamis to do during the summer season, during the time to take off chumas maisiv. Well, you see them, and you didn't do yigzlum kamei mishalik b'maisacham. Therefore, you won't have any rain in the rainy season. But if you do give misparchin, then you'll have brachas shnam v'yos kol maisiv beis ha'itza. If you bring all your maisiv into the storehouse, we tariff beis, and therefore there'll be food in my house for the kayanim and levim. If I don't open the storehouse of Shemayim, I'm poured down to you, bracha. So my ablidai, it wasn't mean. That your lips will wear out from saying die. That's enough that you thank Hashem for the plenty that He's given you. And some say the pshat is that just like when you say the word die, your actual lips don't touch each other. Therefore, it'll never happen. Your lips will wear out. That's how much you'll say die. You'll have so much plenty. And we should have this bracha mitzvah in our life. Everyone should enjoy their day. And we will continue tomorrow over here.